One of the storylines in this weekend's Super Bowl involves San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who was raised by loving adoptive parents. It turns out some of the stars of Sunday's other big game have similar backstories. Only a game's Karen Given has our tale.
First to take the field is a player who's short on experience and long on heart. This is the 12-week-old dachshund named Harry.
Harry and his sister Sally spend their days playing and napping, but life wasn't always easy for these two stars of Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl 9. Born prematurely to a mother who had to be euthanized, they were the only survivors of a litter of six. For weeks, they had to be bottle-fed every 2 hours by Rhode Island-based Forever Dotson Rescue Chair Laura Colombe and her daughter, Mary.
It's crazy. It's crazy amazing. Like, we went from, you know, bottle-feeding them and hoping their weight would go up to them going to the puppy bowl, and everybody's like, your puppies are gorgeous. It was a long trip. A long trip, huh?
It's been a long trip for the producers of the Puppy Bowl as well. The show began 9 years ago on a lark. Last year, 8.7 million people tuned into the 12-hour cable TV marathon, and Animal Planet's website notched up 5.5 million page views. Those numbers pale in comparison to the 177 million fans who watched at least a few minutes of last year's Super Bowl. But they were enough to attract Washington Post features writer Maura Judkis.
And I went to my editor and I told her I wanted to go to the Puppy Bowl, and she said, great, I want to come too.
Judkis and her editor were joined by reporters from The New Yorker, NBC Nightly News, Good Morning America, and the Associated Press, among others. She says the appeal of the game is, well, simple.
The great thing about the Puppy Bowl is that no matter who you cheer for, the puppies always win. The winner is always going to be puppies.
It sort of makes you step back and realize the absurdity of the scale that the Super Bowl has reached.
Max Brumby is the key production assistant for Puppy Bowl 9, which basically means he did a lot of paperwork and odd jobs.
It's so big that even just the idea of putting something on TV to counter-program against it seems absurd.
Other networks have tried to go up against the Super Bowl and failed. Even the pay-per-view Lingerie Bowl lasted only 3 seasons. But the Puppy Bowl will celebrate a decade on the air next year, in part thanks to ultra-cute moments like these.
No. Excessive cuteness, you two. And you know it. The 10-yard penalty. You know what? 15-yard penalty. It's that cute.
You might think this is all a joke, and, well, it is.
There's a bit of a wink and a nod going on as producers. We kind of are in on the joke and know how absolutely absurd this is, and yet we love it, and obviously our viewers do too.
Melinda Toporoff is the executive producer of the Puppy Bowl, a title which she says elicits the following response from pretty much everyone.
Aww. You know. You're so lucky. You have the best job on the planet. And I say yes. But behind all that silliness, of course, there is an adoption message that we're trying to get out there that, you know, all these animals that are actually on the special are available for adoption.
The Puppy Bowl was filmed in November, and most of its stars have already been adopted. But Harry, Sally, and their fellow Puppy Bowl player Copper are among the more than 60 dogs currently available in Forever Dotson Rescue's nationwide system. Laura Colombe says finding homes for all of them will get just a little easier after this weekend's big game.
Hey, where's your toy?
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Get your toy.
Simon. Nope.